Design Show Season 20, Episode 75. We here chilling Thursday afternoon. Middle of the day is what we're doing here, bro.
Yeah, middle of the day. What do you do? What do you know? What do you say? What do you know?
What do you say? What do you know? That's what they used to say on The Sopranos, bro. What do you say? What do you know? It's like an old school Italian thing, bro. Shout out to all the Italians out there. You know what's up. Yeah. Yeah, they know what's up. Italians know what's up, man. You know? So, yesterday there was some interesting news that happened. You know, here's the thing about governments and globalists and, you know, people that are running your society is that when things happen, you know, a lot of times in news things, you know, people get fake triggered. How do you know you're fake triggered? Because in 60 or in 24 hours, the things that get, you know, basically breaking news, you know, you're not worried about it. But the fact is, you know, if you expect it, you aren't very surprised when it happens. Well, you know, I mean, the reality is, and something that I've been talking about with all of these protests, these student protests, you know, these Gaza protests, these Palestinian protests, is that the establishment's stance is to stand with Israel. Okay, that is the establishment's stance. That is the corporate America stance. That is the banking America stance. That is, you know, every bank, every large bank, whether it be Chase Bank, Bank of America, whatever the fuck it is, you know, that's the mainstream stance. You know, that's it. You know, I don't care how many Palestinian people flood college campuses. That is the mainstream stance. So having said that, the people that run society are the Jews. You know, we've said this on many occasions, and I will continue to point it out. Now, so having said all of that, you know, the government is bought and paid by the Zionist State of Israel. And, you know, I say this, you know, I say it in tweets, I say it in Facebook posts, I say it on Instagram, you know, where is the politicians, where are they bought and paid? They're bought and paid through the Israel lobby. Now, the Israel lobby is a committee that is supposed to look out for the interests of Israel. And all of these politicians, whether it be Trump, whether it be Biden, Mike Johnson, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, you know, you name it, Hakeem Jeffries, Ted Cruz, fucking, you know, all of these politicians that are part of, you know, the Congress, the House, you know, Senate, whatever, you know, they're all on the payroll of the Israel lobby. They're all getting paid by the Israel lobby. So when you look at Israel, and, you know, when they say to you, when they say out loud, you know, this is our biggest ally, Israel is our biggest ally, what they're telling you is that Israel is the ones that pay us, you know. And, you know, I mean, that's the get down. So when Israel, you know, when they pass laws, when you have people like Kristi Noem and Ron DeSantis, Florida governor, Kristi Noem, South Dakota governor, when you got, what's the other guy's name in Texas? Fucking Greg Abbott. You know, when you got these people that talk about, oh, we're passing anti-speech laws and, you know, speech against Jews is not going to be tolerated. And, you know, this is all like, you know, when we talk about the First Amendment, you know, there's no exceptions to the First Amendment. You know, there's no exceptions to the First Amendment. And so, you know, for them to pass this bill that everybody's talking about is not surprising to me. You know, it's unfortunate. And you got a lot of people on the political right, they call them Republicans, conservatives, whatever, you have it, who have been so deeply, like, indoctrinated that they have to back Israel. They don't want to call out Israel. They refuse to acknowledge the corruption. You know, these people are infecting American culture, and they've been doing it for many years. That is it. And you know, it's funny to me that people on the right will call out Ukraine, you know, because see what it is it's all the control. It's the control that has been put into people's brains. You know, they say red pill. Oh, I'm red pill. Oh, I learned about the evils of the Democrat Party, and I am a right winger now. That don't mean nothing, bro. It does not mean nothing to be red pilled. Now, if you get Jew pilled, now that's something right there, bro. What's Jew pilled? It's something I just made up, like, right now. It's basically, you know, basically, if you're getting Jew-pilled, then you're realizing that the people that run society, whether it be the movie business, the music business, the banking industry, the tech industry, the mainstream media industry, once you realize that it's just one group of people, and they are there to benefit their homeland. That's hard for people to fucking hear, bro. It's hard. It's cringe for people to hear. And you know what? Hey, man, I'm a cringeworthy type guy, bro. You know, I like to do cringy shit. But that's the reality, okay? And it's not going to change. There's nothing. There's so many agendas that are in place to keep the people who are in power, Jews, in power. It's not going to change. So it's like, it's just one of these things where if you feel a certain way about liberals, if you're on the right, or if you're on the left and you feel a certain way about the GOP, like, that's fine. Like, you feel, well, you whatever your word is that you want to use, that you want to come up with, or, you know, Joe Biden or Trump or... You know, the fact is the people that are running society, the people that are running the banks, the people that are running every industry out there that's powerful out there, it's just the same people to me. You know, you use words like globalist, oh, you know, the WEF, at the end of the day, it's the Jews that are running the whole situation. And people are afraid because... they've been programmed to be afraid. People are afraid because they've been programmed to be afraid. You know, people feel high and mighty when they get red-pilled. Like, oh, I'm red-pilled. No, that's nothing, bro. It's nothing. What, you are aligning yourself with a political party? Both of them are part of the same shit. And it's hard for people to come to these conclusions. You know, it's hard because, you know, there's been some deep indoctrination. There's been some deep indoctrination. And a lot of people on the right who are Christians feel that they have to stand with Israel because of things that are written in the Bible. But the fact of the matter is when you look at yourself as a right-wing person, if you oppose the WEF, if you oppose the music business, when you have people like Lady Gaga and, you know, Ice Spice and, you know, the satanic rituals, the indoctrination, the LGBTQ, you know, if you are going to sit there and just allow that shit to fucking be happening, these people are fucking evil, bro. And people are controlled. People are indoctrinated. People want to call out, I guess, corruption or evilness in a very small window, okay? And unfortunately, Jews is not in that window. No. They'd rather use words like liberals or globalists. Those liberals are so fucking bad for us. Okay, well, that's, as long as you keep using those type of generic words, like, oh, liberals, oh, Democrats, oh, Republicans, oh, as long as you start, you know, as long as you continue to use those words, nothing is going to change. I've said it on multiple occasions that Republicans and conservative people in America are definitely not the, you know, the, when we look at the culture, when we look at the music business, when we look at movies, when we look at everything around us, yes, it is very liberal. Liberal ideas, liberal thoughts, liberal concepts, liberal agendas, you know, all these things push to the left. However, I mean,
you guys could be delusional all you want, but you can fucking live in the reality.
And the reality is, it's one group of people, okay? And if it was a different group of people, I'd be calling them out. But this is the source of your fucking problems. This is the source of your fucking rants. This is the source of your being triggered, okay? Okay, so when you see Drag Queen Story Hour, and you see all these fucking things that are fucking in that are pissing you off, then you know. But people want to be like, oh well, you know, it's just liberals. Okay. Don't get me wrong. Like I don't like leftists. I don't like leftist voters. I think leftist voters are just a bunch of normies. But then again, so are the right wingers. You know, the right winger who is afraid to call out Trump when he fucks up, which he's fucked up a lot as of recent. You know, Trump told people stop the protest. You know, what? What are you talking about, bro? You can't infringe on the First Amendment. You know, a lot of things. You know, and then the Israel shit. You know, the Israel shit. I mean, these people are literally like, and you know, the thing about Israel is they hate Christians. You know, every time Jonathan Greenblatt gets on the TV and he starts talking about Christian, he rolls his eyes. You know, and there's people out there that call themselves Christians, and they fail to call these things out. You know, the same people who are failing to call out transgenderism, same-sex marriage, same Christians that want to refuse to talk about abortion, refuse to, you know, spread the gospel the way it is written in the Bible. Are the same Christians that refuse to condemn Jews for their evilness that they've unleashed on the world. And then, you know, when people say, what do you mean they're evil? They're like, you know, Israel is like the place, bro. What do I mean? I mean the music business. The music business is 100% evil. The music business is ran by Jewish executives. Okay, when you talk about P. Diddy, when you talk about celebrities, when you talk about the movie business, what you guys are stupid or something? Like, do you guys play stupid? Like on a daily basis? Do you not understand? Like, who runs the fucking movie business? No, I think that is part of it, though. You guys do want to play stupid. I think that's what it is. You do want to play stupid. You want to sit there and be out of sight, out of mind. Like, oh, no, well, you know, Israel would never do this, or Jews would never be involved in this. Well, they are. They're 100% involved. And you know what? All the politicians are bought and paid by Israel. They're all bought. They're all fucking. And a lot of them, you know, have dual citizenships. You know, a lot of them have dual citizenship. So why don't you explain that one? Why don't you explain why there's politicians out there who are bought and paid by Israel, first of all? These are the same politicians that are passing anti-First Amendment laws. They have dual citizenships from here in America and Israel. Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's ugly for people. For people it's very ugly. It's ugly because, you know, if you grew up, you know, this goes back to like the whole like right left, you know, red pill conversations. But you got to go a little further now. You know, you got to go a little further. People's like, "Oh, I woke up, bro. I woke up, you know. I used to be a Democrat. I was a liberal for many years, bro. I voted for Obama. I voted for fuck Clinton. I voted for fucking, you know, even people. I even voted for Biden. but now I'm like a right winger and I fucking saw what the fucking truth is. That's not the truth. That's not the truth. The truth is, if you want to get to the truth is the Jewish supremacy. That is the truth. And there's no other truth. Any label, any category, any type of anything like that, it is all a lie. It's they're really, what it is it's division. It's there to like make you feel like, oh, okay, yeah, let's divide and conquer shit. So yeah, they passed the law, or they the House, I don't know, the Senate might reject it. You know, I mean, it's just crazy, bro. It's crazy, bro. It's, you know, the reason why the whole thing is crazy is because, you know, you got to understand, Israel is a foreign country. Okay? And, you know, I look at the AIPAC tracker, you know, I see who is bought and paid. All of them are bought and paid, first of all. There's not one that isn't. Okay? Trump, you know, says things here and there that I agree with. You know, like he talked about the October 7th situation yesterday. And I guess there was like a Time magazine article that was written on him, and he said the quiet part out loud, which I do credit him on. You know, he said, you know, how did Israel not know that they got one of the most successful and most, you know, biggest intelligence agencies? How did they not know that these gliders were invading their space? You know, and this goes back to the October 7th lie, the Hamas lie. It's just like every other fucking, you know. That's why, like, I can't get into the student protests, because like I just know too much. Like, I know what the CIA has done with you know, the ISIS, and you know, that's, you know, I mean fucking Osama bin Laden, bro, was hanging out with George Bush like a year prior to 9/11. You know, they were all in the same room, bro. So like me, as someone who questions things and someone who is a free thinker and someone who fucking is well like aware of things, what am I supposed to be like, oh well, Hamas is like a different situation, bro. It's a different situation. That's really, those are real terrorists. Get the fuck out of here, bro. All you motherfuckers that are fucking triggered off these student protests are fucking normies, bro. That's it. That's why I don't give a fuck about them, bro. Because, you know, all right. Well, you know, obviously I don't agree in shutting down roads or, you know, yelling out death to America or whatever the fuck their shit they're doing. But anyone who's getting sucked in to these student protests is a bunch of fucking normies. These are the same motherfuckers that fucking believe the October 7th lie. These are the same motherfuckers that will refuse to call out Israel on their bullshit. These are the same motherfuckers that, I just said it, these are the people. These are the Israel shillers. These are the people that think Israel is our biggest ally. These are the people that are indoctrinated. And when I say these, I'm talking about right-wing people. I don't even recognize these people no more, bro. I don't associate with them. I don't recognize them. I am solo, dolo, bolo. I am going to have my views, and my views are anti-Jewish supremacy. You know, and so this is what it is, bro. You know, you look at the agendas, you look at society. It's been like this for a while. I mean, you go back to like Kennedy assassination. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, bro. You know, when you look at every powerful structure, bro, every fucking thing is this fucking Jewish ran. And, you know, if they were there to benefit people of America, you know, if they were there to benefit people, if they were, you know, doing some good to humanity, or, you know, it's all fucking bullshit. That's why, you know, these politicians, I don't give a fuck, bro. People want to put Trump in boxes and say, oh, he's different. No, he's not, bro. That's the thing about it. And I really don't give a fuck who unfollows me or who gets offended off that, because at the end of the day, I understand agendas. I know who's part of the fucking WEF. I know who's fucking running the music business. I know who's running all that shit. You know? So,
that was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, these things are just like so fucking like, it's just like, it's like ever since October 7th, you know, it's been Israel. It's just like every day it's like Israel. And, you know, I would actually prefer there to be some right-left thing popping off. You know, actually, here's a right-left thing popping off. Or it's not really a right-left thing, but Methodist, you know, the Methodist churches, they're smoking meth. You know, they're celebrating LGBTQ people, which goes against scripture, by the way. And, you know, when we talk about woke churches, when we talk about LGBTQ infiltrating the Christian, you know, Christianity, there you go. Those are the woke churches of America, is the Methodist churches, bro. These people are in a cult, all right? They don't live by the Bible. They don't live by what Christ wanted. They don't live by the holy order. They live by liberalism. Methodist churches are just doing liberal shit. And that's it. And we've seen this, bro. We've seen it for years. We've seen the Methodist churches waving the rainbow flag and, oh yeah, you know, Jesus would have been inclusive. Yeah, bro. It's a bad situation, bro. It's a real bad situation. And, you know, I mean, the thing about it is, who are the Christians calling it out? Lukewarm Christians aren't. Hey, you know, look, man, like, you know, as Christian people, you know, I'm Christians, but I believe in Jesus Christ. You know, I grew up a Catholic. You know, now in my older years, you know, I don't really align with the Catholic Church, but I speak to Jesus every day, you know, and he's real. And he is real. And it is, it's some real, like, when I see the situation in where we're at in life, in society, in life, America, I mean, a lot of what is going on right now is biblical. You know, that's what people need to understand. A lot of what's going on is biblical, and a lot of people are going to have to do some explaining. You know, like really, when it's all said and done, you know, I don't know when Jesus is returned, and he will return. You know, it's real deep, bro. You know, I think a lot of people out there that are promoting these just real evilness, you know, whether it be aborting babies or pushing for all these, you know, just a lot of different things. You know, you got churches out there, man. There was churches out there during the pandemic that was pushing for like vaccines and shit. You know, there was, you know, and they know what they're doing. You know, because people are this the way people are. Whether it be through the churches or, you know, people like Mike Johnson, is they put the dollar signs in front of them. See, Mike Johnson is a horrible person. You know, first of all, you know, I think this is something I've said too, is, you know, all these Republicans that are in office, they cannot be actual Christians. They cannot be actual Christians, because really what it is they all sold out. They sold out to Israel. They sold out to the agenda, which is ran by Jews, by the way. You know, they can't be Christians, bro. They can't be Christians. Mike Johnson can't be Christian. Trump can't be Christian. All these people on a daily basis will spew anti-Christian ideas. You know, you got like literal, like Republican politicians who people like really put a lot of faith into. Like people really, see, not me. I didn't put no faith into Mike Johnson. I knew he was Israel first, and the minute he got in there. And what they do is they try to use Jesus as like a placeholder to push their narrative. Not only are they using Jesus as a placeholder, and what is the narrative? Oh, Jesus talked to me, and we need to allow this abortion, and we're trying to take back America, and you know, normies buy it. They eat it up, they buy it, they love it, they fucking, they're like, yeah, oh yeah, Mike Johnson. You know, you really should not like look at politicians and be on some like savior mentality. The way people talk about Trump and shit, like he's like the fucking savior. He's not Jesus Christ, bro. I believe in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is powerful. These politicians are all bought and paid. They're controlled by money. That's it. Money is nothing. When you're dead, it does not matter. All of them are sold out. And the ones that haven't, I respect them. But, you know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and start like, you know, like getting into like, you know, cheerleader mode. If a certain politician, you know, makes a statement that I agree with. No. Look, when it's all said and done, all these politicians will bend their knee to whatever the establishment wants. And the establishment is ran by Jews. There's no way around it. You can say things to yourself, and you can read Bible scriptures, and you can, you know, you do all that. And I do think about that. However, the agendas that are ruining America, ruining society, are anti-Christian. So, yeah. Methodist churches, woke churches. Who would have thought woke churches? You know, and you know, when you look at the establishment, you know, you look at Catholics, and you know, when you look at these, you know, the Pope, no, they're all part of the agenda. All of them, everybody, and everybody, yeah. I don't see conservative like references and popular culture. I don't see conservative based, like, it's not even like, you don't even see. Here's the thing, bro. When I talk about like being a conservative, like, I'm a lot of times I'm not even talking about being like a conservative, like, you know, the lifestyle of conservatism. You know, like people who are into the outdoors. Yesterday we talked about the outdoors. You know, people who are into guns, people who believe in Christ, people who believe in America. You know, like, you don't see these type of references on TV. You don't see these type of references. You know, you don't see these type of references in your kids' schools. Or, you know, you don't see these type of things. You look at these TikTok teachers, right? That's what we call them, TikTok educators, whatever they do. You know, they're not proud of, you know, they're not teaching kids to be proud to be from America. The reason why everyone hates America is because of the people that are in charge. The people in charge are anti-American, whether it be the politicians, the teachers, the preachers. That's right. They're all part of the evil agenda. And that's it. When you have the leaders, the people that are supposed to be the leaders, this is what you get. This is why we are where we're at. When you look at Bidenomics, when you look at sending money to Ukraine, sending money to Israel, foreign countries, China. Remember, every action has an end result. And this is the end result of what we've come to. I don't think Trump's going to change anything. I think it'll be a better situation for, you know, certain things. But to honestly, like, respond to a Trump, you know, just that idea of Trump presidency. Like, I look at what he's done recently. And trust me, bro, like, as someone who wants conservative ideas and conservative concepts and conservative agendas, whatever, you know, to be pushed into popular culture, and I want people to gravitate, because I really do think that there are people out there that are willing. You know, when I see, like, these black people from, like, Chicago, you know, and you see these YouTube clips or these Instagram reels, and you see these black people, like, really, really, like, fed up with the illegal situation. You know, like, people get real, like, patriotic. You know, Eric Adams, New York City mayor, yesterday was talking, and he was talking about in reference to Palestinians. He was like, oh, we don't hang no foreign flag. You know, he was talking about the Palestinians, you know, and he was saying, I come from, we have, like, my fucking ancestors or my grandfather fought in wars. I'm proud to be fighting. Now, he's pushing a narrative. He's pushing the pro-Israel, anti, remember, like I said, they're using these student protests to get people on Israel's side. Now, he's pushing a narrative. However, I do believe he kind of probably feels that way. And how do I know this? He's an ex-cop. You know, I mean, they're, you know, there's probably some sort of fucking patriotism in him. Look, if I get on here every day and I start talking about fucking Legos, and I start talking about, like, you know, Godzilla figurines and, you know, Super Mario Brothers, you know, you are going to start getting people interested in those things. Okay, this is the indoctrination. This is what we talk about in indoctrination. And this is why indoctrination is, like, it could be good, it could be bad. When you start indoctrinating people for evil shit, this is what happens. People don't like America because they've been fucking programmed to not like America. People don't like it. People love Israel because they've been programmed to love Israel. So when you have someone come along like me, I'm like, hey, everybody, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but the Jews are running, like, the music business, and they're, like, you know, they're running the media business, they're running the whole government, they're running the you know, Netflix, you know, every fucking big, you know. And then people are like, wait a minute, I've been programmed to, like, think like that you don't know what you're talking about, and you know. And then that's what it is. That's why I like doing what I do. That's why I like doing what I do. 20 years of the Slash Show. You know, I can influence people, bro. You know, I could really influence people. And that's why I try to be a little responsible with it. You know? I mean, I know my views get a little crazy sometimes. Start talking about women. I don't think women should be allowed to vote, but, you know, these are my views. You know, these are my views, and they're very old. They're very old. You know, traditional views, and that's how I view my life. I live a very traditional life. So, it's interesting, bro, you know, this whole situation. Jewish supremacy is definitely the biggest threat to the United States. Definitely is. Look around. Yeah. And they hate white people, too. You know, that's the other thing about, you know, I think outsiders, people who aren't Jewish, people who don't really understand, they look at Jews who run these corporations and the banks, and they just, people see white. They just think they're white people. No, Jews actually hate white people. The anti-white rhetoric is Jewish ran, and yeah, they want to demonize white people. That's the whole DEI thing. You know, when you look at DEI and you look at the NAACP, you look at the BLM, ran by Jews. Yeah, Google it. Research. Do your own research. Do your own Googles. Yeah, so I think it's cool, man. Like, I think slowly people are starting to get it. You know, people are starting to realize, like, wait a minute. Like, yo, like, this is bad. You know, anytime you pass a law that benefits Anytime American, you know, I mean, there's, and we've seen it on many different cases, You know, like, you know, when San Francisco cleaned up their streets because the Chinese dictator was going to come into town, you know, these are putting a foreign country first. I mean, San Francisco, what, they can't clean their streets up for the citizens? But a foreign dictator comes into town and you do that? You know, they waved the Ukraine flag. You know, they had Zelensky come into the United States Capitol, wave the Ukraine flag, and, you know, everything was all Ukraine, and, you know, he was all dressed looking all bummy as ever. You know, and now you got, a bill that's being presented by the House that they voted on. Hopefully the Senate votes against it. That is to benefit a foreign country. China, Ukraine, Israel. It's all the same shit. It's all the same thing. It's all the same money. It's all the same laundering. It's all the same players. It's all the same fucking situation. You guys have a God bless day now. Sly Show, Season 20, Episode 75. I'll check you guys on the next one.